Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We're going to begin now with some pictures. Like we did last Friday, we're going to project some images into your mind. This Takeaway slideshow comes from listeners, pictures they each took to show us all what signifies their place in the economy and the world. Let the slideshow begin now, in your mind.
Hi there, this is Anya Lewis from Providence, Rhode Island. And the picture that I chose to represent class in my life happens to be one of myself standing proudly next to a pickup truck that I borrowed from a friend. And in the back of the truck is a big Detroit diesel engine that I bought for my bus. And I've begun fixing up the bus to make it into a home and RV for myself. Last summer, I removed all the seats and sold them on eBay and Craigslist. So this fall, I was able to afford the engine, which, of course, is used and in need of a few parts. And this, to me, represents my phase in life and the class that I have fallen into.
My name is Adam, and my photograph is of the honeycomb-like cubicles in the office where I work on the North Shore. I think they say something about both the stability and relative economic security of the middle class, as well as some of its soul-destroying blandness and conformity.
Hi, this is Cynthia Schubert, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. And I sent a photograph of my son at his college graduation this spring from the University of Oregon. And I feel very fortunate that we were able to send our son to college. And at the end of 4 years, he does not have any loans to repay. And my husband and I both worked, and we don't live a lavish lifestyle. And I think, of course, it helps to have just one child who went to a public university. But this photo is meaningful to me because I often think about my grandmother, who was a domestic servant, and my grandfather, who was a farmhand when they first arrived here in the 1920s. And in just one generation, college was affordable for our family, and I just hope that trend can continue.
Pictures and a treasure of words, personal snapshots of where things stand in the economic lives of some of our listeners. Now go to thetakeaway.org and see if the actual pictures come close to the ones in your mind. You can also learn how to add your own photo to any of our Takeaway slideshows.